Okay. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the EnglishandKorean.com podcast. Today, we have more guests than ever. It's a party edition. Mm-hmm. We have how many? Five of us all together today. Because, clap, everyone. People know you're here. let's start by introducing ourselves. So, you. We have a friend from Australia, so everybody can hear the Australian accent.
호주 발음 좀, 그, 뭐, 좀 말씀해 주시겠어요? 우리 다 궁금하잖아요. 호주 발음.
Right. Yeah, say what's up.
Hi, everybody. I'm from Australia. Been in Korea for about a year and a half.
And how good are you at Korean? Tell us about your Korean skills.
No, I'm not that good. I don't think I'm that good.
He's just being modest. No, he's good. He's an expert.
I enjoy learning Korean and I enjoy talking.
And what's your favorite thing about Korea so far?
No, I just like the food and just how everything's open late.
That's so, right. Things are open really late. Yeah. In America, if you get on the road after 10 or 11, it's pretty quiet. All right, well, thanks for stopping by the podcast, Mr. Julian from Australia. Where are you from in Australia?
Adelaide. South of Australia.
South of Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, you're the southern part of Australia. Is that, where's the Gold Coast? That's the east or the west?
That's the north bit.
Oh, north. Yeah. So that's a long ways from you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, nice to have you here. Why don't you say something in Korean? Why don't you say, nice to meet you or something?
여러분 반갑습니다.
우리도 너무 반갑습니다. 영광이에요. 영광. Okay, next, introduce yourself again.
안녕하세요. 제 이름은 유나입니다.
All right, and 거지 was your nickname. From that, you may 다 여러분 기억하시겠지만 지난번 별명 거지로 이렇게 우리 팟캐스트 등장하신 분 또 오셨어요. Okay, nice to meet you. And 누리.
Hi everyone, my name is Yuri. This is my second time. Okay.
That's the end?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, good statement.
Yep.
And Dan?
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Dan, what are your hobbies? Why don't you tell us about your hobbies?
Hobby?
Yeah.
My hobby is taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love picture, photo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you like to take pictures of?
Sorry?
What do you like to take pictures of? Like
usually I take people.
People pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, portraits?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Right. Portrait, yeah.
Okay, cool. And anything else you want to say? How long have you studied English?
Me?
Yeah.
2009, I started.
You started studying last year?
Actually, I've been... I've been...
He's a genius.
No. Actually, I've been to Australia 2004, and I studied for 3 months at the school, language school.
What? Where in Australia?
Where is it? Stop. I forgot.
Queensland?
No. It's
not Adelaide.
It's near Brisbane.
Brisbane?
I'm in the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah,
that's
Sunshine
in Queensland.
Coast.
So Gold Coast is different from the Sunshine Coast?
Opposite direction, but it's still in the same state.
Okay. Alright, that's cool. Since you mentioned it before, when you said that, you know, you started this cafe or whatever in 2009, but how do you think we would say if you wanted to say, you know, the word 신동 or 달인 or 고수 or 장인 or any of those things in English, what can we say? For example, if you wanted to say, oh, 영어 달인, 영어 신동, 뭐, violin 신동. Does anybody know what those words are? What about... Okay.
What's it?
So it's like a master of something.
Right, a master. Right. We use master for 고수. So if you're talking about martial arts, or maybe you're talking about 명창, like 반소리 명창, we would say a master singer, right? Or a master 반소리 artist, something like that. 화가 also would be a master painter, right? Something like that. But what about 신동? So, for example, 되게 나이 어린데 거의 완벽하게 바이올린 치는 애 볼 때 정말 대단하잖아요. 그 대단한, 그 타고난 재능 가지고 있는 애, 그런 아이를 이렇게 묘사할 수 있는 한국어, 영어. 뭐 있을까요?
Is it one word?
Yeah, it's one word. Do you know? Julian?
Well, 도 is like... Like an indoor, right? So we would...
This is different, though.
Oh, that's different.
Because you don't want to get yourself in a trap. It's Prodigy. You use Prodigy for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would say he's a musical prodigy.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah, prodigy, so he's a violin prodigy, he's a clarinet prodigy. And how would you say, if you wanted to say, like, 영어 달인, something like that?
English like, master. Isn't there, like, a show, like, on
I bet it
TV,
is.
Like a
sounds like an EBS show.
Senwari Darin or something, right?
Is there?
But so we like don't use to English darin or kusu.
What do you, what
yeah,
do you?
We use your darin kusu to a skill.
I think I've heard 영어 달인 though.
영어 달인?
Yeah. 그거 그냥 지어냈나요? 제가 들어봤던 것 같아.
영어의 달인?
We would say specialist 우리 따로 안 쓰거든요. 그 앞에 무슨 무슨 분야에 대한 거. So if you said, for example, he's a specialist in English grammar or an English grammar specialist, that's okay. But if you just want to say he's a 뭐뭐, then you would say expert. Expert always works. But, yeah, master, we could say he's in English. Well, Koreans use 왕 a lot, right? 영어 왕.
Yeah.
English king. Yeah, it sounds a little bit like Honglish, though.
King Wangjang.
King Wangjang.
King Wangjang.
그런 약간 다른 것 같은데. King Wangjang이라고 하면?
네, 최고라고.
최고, 뭐. Super.
Super expert star. English star. English superstar. Alright, let's look at the post that is 영어에 대한 잡생각, the threequel. Okay, so you just asked me, 거짓이, what the threequel means.
네,
what do you think it means? Take a guess. 한번 추측해보세요.
시퀄이 이렇게 장면이잖아요. 네, 세 번째 장면 같은 뭐 그런 게, 세 번째?
장면 아니고요. 시, 네. 시퀄이라고 하면 2편, 두 번째 거.
아 정말요?
C는 장면이죠.
네.
C 아, 이거는 sequel. 그래서 sequel이라고 하면은 2편이고
네.
threequel이라고 하면은
아.
세 번째.
아.
네. 근데 threequel이라는 표현이 새로 생겼어요. 아직
처음 봤어요.
네, 표준어 아니거든요. 근데
아,
정말
아.
널리 쓰이는 그냥 이제 젊은 사람들 사이에서 많이 쓰고 사람들이 그 영어 그 영화 이렇게 평하는 사람 평 쓰는 사람들이 많이 쓰는 말인데 네 좀 새로 생긴 표현이에요. So three이라는 숫자 가지고 그냥 call이라는 그 접미사에 붙인 거예요. So sequel is the second, and what would we call the first one? 첫 번째 거 1편. What do you think we could call that? We just say what do we call it? What do we call it?
Like just original.
Yeah, the original. We just say the original or part one. So if you're talking about Star Wars, you would say the original Star Wars, right? And then after that, the sequel was The Empire Strikes Back. And the threequel, if you wanted to use that word, or part three, would be Return of the Jedi. So did you guys use the word threequel in Australia?
I've never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not standardized yet. It's not a standardized word, but people sometimes use it.
Sequel.
Sequel is standardized. Yeah, that's a real word.
Yeah.
Threequel is more like a joke of a word.
Yeah.
It's like LOL or something like that. It's not a real word yet.
What about the next one?
Fourquel? Quadrilquel? 그런 단어 아직 안 생겼어요. 그런 단어 아직 없습니다. We could make one, though. Fourquel? Next time I make the 영화에 대한 잡생각 post, I'll have to come up with something Fourquel. Alright, so this first part is about the exceptional phrase. So what does exceptional mean? Sometimes it means 뛰어난, right? 뛰어난, but in this case it doesn't mean 뛰어난. What does it mean?
예외적인?
Yeah, right. 예외. Right, so 예외적인 표현. And sometimes if I said he's an exceptional violinist, that would be 정말 훌륭한 연주가요. Violin 연주하는 사람이에요. Right? He's an exceptional violinist. But in this case, I said the exceptional phrase. So obviously, it doesn't mean 우수한 문구, 우수한 말, 뭐 글귀, 그런 표현 아니죠. It just means 예외적인. So, have you guys heard this expression, I'm sick to my stomach?
Oh, I have.
I know you have. You better have. So, you use that in Australia too?
Sick I've to heard my it up to here, whatever.
Oh, yeah, I heard it up to here.
Sick to my stomach.
But we don't say I'm sick to anything else, do we? Just stomach, right? So that's why it's an exceptional phrase, because we only say I'm sick to my stomach. We don't say I'm sick to my ears or I'm sick to my eyes. We don't say that. But instead, we can say I have an earache or my ear hurts, or if it's something else, like let's say you have your leg hurts, you could say my leg hurts, I have pains in my leg, but you wouldn't say I'm sick to my leg. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thank you, Julian. 아, 그 말이 나온 김에 그 맞장구 치는 거 있잖아요. 그거 영어로 뭔지 아세요?
어려운 거 계속 갖고 와요.
아니 갑자기 그냥 생각이 나서. 사실 나도 영어로 뭔지 모르겠어요. With like agreeing, like chiming in. Oh, you know the word chiming in? Like, yeah, you know Japanese people do that by constantly saying hi, hi, hi. And Koreans do that by saying 네 a lot, right? As the person speaking.
Response?
Yeah, that kind of, yeah, positive response. We call that chiming in. You could say chiming in. Or what else? Something,
just seems agreeing like, with it. Yeah.
Seems like there's another 수고, but I don't remember what it is. Some idiom for that. But in America, if you do that, it's kind of rude. Is it that way in Australia? Like, if the speaker is talking and you keep saying, yes, 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 that's really rude.
Yeah,
yeah, just so you know.
I never thought about
그런 문화 차이 있어요.
But yeah.
미국에 really 가서 상대방 말하는 도중에 그 제가 만약 계속 yes, yes, yes 이라고 말하면은 되게
it's like disturbing.
Yeah, it's disturbing. 제가 그 상대방 말을 자르고 제가 말하려고 하는 것 같아요. If I keep saying yes, yes, yes. So what do we normally do? To show we're paying attention.
We just listen to what he has to say.
Just quietly.
Yeah, like maybe like interrupt like politely.
Yeah.
Like if we.
Or it depends on what he's saying.
Yeah.
We're like, what are we saying? Like if you're Oprah, you say "You go, girl" or something like that. If you're talking to your girlfriends, you say "You go, girl." Guys, what do we say? Whenever you get a chance, you might say, "Yeah, I see what you're saying" or something like that.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. I see what you mean. But yes, yes, and 네 are kind of different, the meaning of the two. Like, for example, 네 has the meaning of 알겠습니다. If I ask somebody to, like, would you do that for me? And they answer 네, then that makes sense in Korean. But if in English, if I said, would you go grab me a paper? Or no, I explain something to you, and you want to say, like, 알겠습니다. You wouldn't say yes, right? You'd say, I got it, or I see.
Yeah,
it's a little different than they. Anyway, okay, so if you're ever in America and you want to sound polite, just nod your head quietly. That's probably better than saying yes over and over again. All right, so the whole point of all this here is just to say that there's one special expression that works for everything. So you see there I said, 대신 언제나 무슨 부위에 대해서도 되는 유형을 알고 싶으시면 my momo hurts. 그거 항상 되거든요. 그래서 되게 안전해요. You can always say, my head hurts, my eyes hurt, my leg hurts. It always works. But if you want to say, 배 아파요, 위 아파요, you have to say, I'm sick to my stomach, or I'm having a stomach ache. Alright, let's look at the...
네, 궁금한 게, 그 네. sick and tired도 있잖아요.
예.
그거는 뭐...
지겨워요.
네, 그런 뜻인데, 네. 그거랑은 무슨 관련이 있는지.
어우, 그 어원이야?
네.
저는
sick 같은 거잖아요.
그러니까 I'm sick of you 할 때 sick이잖아요. 그 sick. 그래서 지겹다는 뜻이에요. 질려요. So for example, you could say 이제 계속 이어지는 이 안 좋은 날씨, 이 추운 날씨 이제 더 이상 못 참겠어요. 참겠어요. Then you could say I'm sick of this weather. Or you could also say I'm so sick and tired of this cold snap. Or I'm so sick and tired of this incessant cold weather, something like that, right? You use sick and tired in Australia?
Yeah, we use it
quite often. Oh, you saying another thing is, I've had it up to here. You use that too?
We use that.
Yeah, that's another thing. 정말, 정말 질린다는 의미로 정말 지겨워질 때 쓰는 거 있어요. You say, I've had it up to here.
It's like 참다가 참다가.
Yeah, 참을 만큼 참았다는 의미예요. So you usually have to make 손짓을 또 해야 돼요. 와, 우리 동영상으로 나중에 촬영해야 되겠어요. 이렇게 있어요. Oh, I've had it up to here. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You can. 제가 하는 손짓을 이렇게 설명해봐요. 듣는 사람.
약간 경례하듯이 하는데 약간 어색해요.
맞아.
근데 안
제가 원래 어색해.
눈썹 부분까지 이렇게 손 올리는.
맞아. Yeah, I had it up to here. Like 여기 여기까지 잡았어요. 어깨까지, 머리 끝까지 잡았어요. Okay, so anyway, yeah, that's what my mom used to say. That's like a motherly thing, right? 어머니 다운 표현. 애기들한테 협박할 때 있잖아. I've had it up to here with your bad behavior. 뭐 그런 거.
한국말로
한국말로 치면 나, 엄마 뚜껑 열리기 직전이야?
맞다 맞다.
Sorry. Well then, 그말 비슷해요. I'm about to blow my lid. Do you have that? Blow my top? Like 폭발할 때 쓰는 거. Yeah. Or remember we talked about that other one too. 정말 화났을 때, 폭발했을 때, you could say he blew his top. Yeah, or he shot through the roof, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, like when he's really angry. What was it? Well, it's kind of different. Yeah, but it's kind of different from Korean. But the meaning is 정말 폭발했어요. 열 받아서. All right, let's move on to the next one.